This is the Cambridge First Certificate in English listening test. Test 4. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. On a train, you overhear a woman phoning her office. Why has she phoned? A. To check the time of an appointment. B. To apologise for being late. C. To find out where her diary is.
Jenny, hi, it's me. I'm on the train and it's stuck somewhere just outside the station. Signalling problems or something. Yes, I know, sorry, but there's nothing I can do about it. Anyway, listen, could you check my diary and see when I'm supposed to be with those marketing people? It's on my desk. Oh, isn't it? Oh, that's strange. And it's not in the drawer. Oh, I wonder. Oh, I know. I must have left it in Jimmy's office after yesterday's meeting. Oh, you couldn't get it and then ring me back, could you? Sorry to be a nuisance. Thanks a lot. Jenny, hi, it's me. I'm on the train and it's stuck somewhere just outside the station. Signalling problems or something. Yes, I know, sorry, but there's nothing I can do about it. Anyway, listen, could you check my diary and see when I'm supposed to be with those marketing people? It's on my desk. Oh, isn't it? Oh, that's strange. And it's not in the drawer. Oh, I wonder. Oh, I know. I must have left it in Jimmy's office after yesterday's meeting. Oh, you couldn't get it and then ring me back, could you? Sorry to be a nuisance. Thanks a lot.
2. You switch on the radio in the middle of a programme. What kind of programme is it? A. A nature programme. B. A cookery programme. C. A news programme.
Eggs are delicious food, and parents have to make sure they're laid in spots well hidden from hungry thieves. One such careful parent braves the rushing waters of the Iguazu waterfalls in South America to lay its eggs in a damp crack in the rock face behind the falling water. Accidents are frequent, but evidently the risk is considered worthwhile. In any case, there are no eggs on the menu in this particular part of South America, which is bad news for some. Eggs are delicious food, and parents have to make sure they're laid in spots well hidden from hungry thieves. One such careful parent braves the rushing waters of the Iguazu waterfalls in South America to lay its eggs in a damp crack in the rock face behind the falling water. Accidents are frequent, but evidently the risk is considered worthwhile. In any case, there are no eggs on the menu in this particular part of South America, which is bad news for some.
3. You overhear a conversation between a watchmaker and a customer. What does the watchmaker say about the watch? A. It's impossible to repair it. B. It's not worth repairing. C. He doesn't have the parts to repair it.
There's something wrong with my watch. It's running slow.
Oh, Alexa. It's a common problem with the old Alexa watches. The latest ones are much better.
That's no help to me.
No, I suppose not. Anyway, it's not easy to get them fixed either. Not many people are up to it.
Right, so?
And the problem is that by the time you've got it to pieces and put in the new parts and reassembled it, you might as well have replaced it. It's always the same and it's just as likely to go wrong again in a couple of months.
There's something wrong with my watch. It's running slow.
Oh, a Lexor. It's a common problem with the older Lexor watches. The latest ones are much better.
That's no help to me.
No, I suppose not. Anyway, it's not easy to get them fixed either. Not many people are up to it.
Right, so?
And the problem is that by the time you've got it to pieces and put in the new parts and reassembled it, you might as well have replaced it. It's always the same, and it's just as likely to go wrong again in a couple of months.
4. You overhear a woman talking about her new neighbours. How does she feel? A. Offended. B. Shocked. C. Suspicious.
I must say it surprised me when I saw how many there were in the family. I don't see how they're all going to fit in that small house. And they're obviously quite well off. You should have seen the amounts of electronic equipment that was carried in. And they've got 3 large cars between them. So why would a wealthy family like that want to live here? It makes you wonder how they earn their living. Not that I've got anything to complain about. They've been perfectly pleasant whenever I've spoken to any of them. Though, so far, they haven't found time to come in for a coffee.
I must say it surprised me when I saw how many there were in the family. I don't see how they're all going to fit in that small house. And they're obviously quite well off. You should have seen the amounts of electronic equipment that was carried in. And they've got 3 large cars between them. So why would a wealthy family like that want to live here? It makes you wonder how they earn their living. Not that I've got anything to complain about. They've been perfectly pleasant whenever I've spoken to any of them. Though, so far, they haven't found time to come in for a coffee.
5. You hear a man talking about deep-sea diving. Why does he like the sport? A. It suits his sociable nature. B. It contrasts with his normal lifestyle. C. It fulfills his need for a challenge in life.
I love deep-sea diving. I go at least once every summer. The deeper you go, the quieter everything becomes, until finally all you can hear is the sound of your own heartbeat. It's my way of getting away from it all, finding some peace for once. I spent my honeymoon diving, although my wife's not so keen, and it's not something we always do together. I don't need company necessarily, and I'm not looking for some incredible adventure. I did, however, once join some guys in a cage off Florida searching for the great white shark. If sharks stop moving, they die. That sounds like me back home. I love deep-sea diving. I go at least once every summer. The deeper you go, the quieter everything becomes, until finally all you can hear is the sound of your own heartbeat. It's my way of getting away from it all, finding some peace for once. I spent my honeymoon diving, although my wife's not so keen, and it's not something we always do together. I don't need company necessarily, and I'm not looking for some incredible adventure. I did, however, once join some guys in a cage off Florida searching for the great white shark. If sharks stop moving, they die. That sounds like me back home.
6. You turn on the radio and hear a scientist being interviewed about violins. What is the scientist doing? A. Explaining how a violin works. B. Explaining how a violin is made. C. Explaining how a violin should be played.
It's difficult to talk about the beauty of a sound, but our great musicians today still clearly feel that these 16th century Italian violins are the best. Do you agree with them?
Well, if you look closely at a violin, it may be a beautiful-looking instrument, but it is basically just a wooden box whose function is to take a little energy out of the string that the musician plays and to turn it into sound that is then heard by the listener. The function of an individual violin is to provide suitable playing and sound qualities for the musician to express all of his or her emotions.
It's difficult to talk about the beauty of a sound, but our great musicians today still clearly feel that these 16th century Italian violins are the best. Do you agree with them?
Well, if you look closely at a violin, it may be a beautiful-looking instrument, but it is basically just a wooden box whose function is to take a little energy out of the string that the musician plays and to turn it into sound that is then heard by the listener. The function of an individual violin is to provide suitable playing and sound qualities for the musician to express all of his or her emotions.
7. You hear part of a radio program about CD-ROMs. What is the speaker's opinion of the CD-ROMs about Australia which she tried? A. Most of them are disappointing. B. You're better off with an ordinary guidebook. C. There's little difference between them.
If, like me, you're about to set off for Australia and you haven't yet bought a guidebook, how about trying a CD-ROM instead? Be careful, though. The majority of interactive CDs turn out to be a letdown. Many publishers convert printed material to digital format, add a few flashy linkages, and expect the buying public to be impressed. I wasn't. In this context, Wilson's multimedia package is a refreshing contrast. It's got all the information readily accessed from a single-page pictorial index covering states, cities, wildlife, famous people, etc. And the data is accompanied by good still pictures and 92 video clips. If, like me, you're about to set off for Australia and you haven't yet bought a guidebook, how about trying a CD-ROM instead? Be careful, though. The majority of interactive CDs turn out to be a letdown. Many publishers convert printed material to digital format, add a few flashy linkages, and expect the buying public to be impressed. I wasn't. In this context, Wilson's multimedia package is a refreshing contrast. It's got all the information readily accessed from a single-page pictorial index covering states, cities, wildlife, famous people, etc. And the data is accompanied by good still pictures and 92 video clips.
8. You turn on the radio and hear a woman giving advice to business people. What advice does she give about dealing with customers? A. Don't let them force you to agree to something. B. Don't be too sympathetic towards them. C. Don't allow them to stay on the phone too long.
If you have to deal with a customer who keeps ringing your office about a problem you think you've already dealt with, it's important to be forceful. Make them understand that you really sympathise with their problem, but decide on a course of action early in the conversation and try to keep it moving quickly to avoid any difficult areas. If you can, it might be worth your while trying to discover if there is another reason for their persistence, to try to do something about it before they call again. If you have to deal with a customer who keeps ringing your office about a problem you think you've already dealt with, it's important to be forceful. Make them understand that you really sympathise with their problem, but decide on a course of action early in the conversation and try to keep it moving quickly to avoid any difficult areas. If you can, it might be worth your while trying to discover if there is another reason for their persistence, to try to do something about it before they call again.
That's the end of part one. Now turn to part two.